Assalamu alaikum, Sister Spade here. You can do what you want with the dial. The new era that we have been fighting for, we have been waiting for, we have been slapping our thighs saying, Ya Imam al-Zaman, ajal, ajal. It's here. And things are turning round where the hadith, the Quran actually, says that the high will become low and the low will rise, will become high. Well, this is it, because this is the ethical era. Capitalism failed. University system, secular system failed. Anyone following a system of education, we'll talk about for a second, that is anything in line with the killer of Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, who sent off of 18,000 books from the West. Why? To silence the voice of Imam Ja'far Sadiq, because he just had too many followers around the world, and that killer was not going to deal with that, was not going to, you know, sit down to it. So he sent off of these books, and guess what? The Islamic schools, the Islamic systems, and the secular system, we're all following the same system. Imam Reza, as I've said many times before, Imam Reza said that the heart is more important than the brain, because the brain is connected to the nafs and the heart is connected to the ruh. Why? This is what we're seeing today. Truth and justice here in the heart. Science and the academics and intellectual revolution, they're connected to the heart, yes, but the heart comes first. If you're not standing on truth and justice, then you're nafsical. You go towards pride, you're doing things for the wrong reason, basically. So this is the beginning. And I don't know, maybe it's still time for you to join the right side or not. It's not for me to judge or decide, but you know, better late than never. Get on the train of the Zuhur and the revolution today. Because if you don't, you're going to be stampeded by the Western university students, professors and faculty who are, because they're hungry, they're starving for the truth now. And if we've been sitting on the train in the, you know, the dining class until now, it's time for us to step up and to turn back to our Quran, to pledge our allegiances, and to not take Islam as a traditional, I don't know, a folklore medicine that we treat medicine as, that's been handed down over, you know, following it not with reason, but with tradition. And nationalism, no, there's no room for nationalism. And racism, oh, shame. Glad you say, Sister Spade.